Kia ora and welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast, where we talk all things money, mindset, and business. I'm your host, Te Kahu Kura Boynton, and I am on a mission to bridge the wealth gap by producing content and resources to support you on your journey. Success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy, but today we're going to be chatting about strategy, which is just as important. Today, we're going to be talking about the low-hanging fruit ways to scale your online business. Now, these are the simple ways, the things that you can do that don't take much effort. I absolutely love the low-hanging fruit in my business. It's like the very simple ways to scale your business. I'm going to support you into achieving all of that today. Now, if you've been here before, you know I do not like to muck around. I like to just dive straight into it, just get into our content for the day, which is exactly what we're going to be doing today. Now, the first way that you can actually scale your business very simply, very easily, is through something called ManyChat. Now, if you haven't heard of ManyChat, this is the resource that automatically sends out details for specific things. So, you know, when people comment thing or when people post, the content creators, they'll post something like, comment banana and I'll send you the link to buy some bananas or whatever it is. This is often, I know that there's other platforms that do this, but ManyChat is one of them that does it. Now, this isn't sponsored or anything by ManyChat. I just actually think ManyChat's helpful. Now, ManyChat is a function to actually just sell things, whether you're working or whether you're not, because you can create content today, and in 2 months' time, people are still seeing that video, people are still seeing that TikTok, people are still seeing it and wanting more details. And this is a way to just automate it, to send it out all the time. Now, think of ManyChat as a way that you can literally be making money without even lifting a finger. Now, obviously, well, not obviously, but ManyChat does have a cost. I think that the first month is free or something like that. But the thing about scaling your business is that you actually have to be willing to put in some time, some effort, and some money into doing it. So I know a lot of people who are making like $5,000 a month in their business. And they really want to scale to be making $10,000, $20,000, but they refuse to actually put any money into it. So paying for a ManyChat subscription, like if you can't pay for that, like, and if you're not willing to pay for that, then you're probably not going to be actually scaling your business to hit the income months you want to. If you want to be making more money, you need to be putting actually more money into your business. And I know, like, my own journey with this is that I used to hate spending money on anything business related. I'll just be like, no, let's hold this, let's hold on to money. And this is just scarcity through and through. Scarcity is going to be like, no, you need to hold on to your money. You need to like not spend it because what if you need that money? You need to save your money because more savings equals more success. But it's like, you're not going to save your way to being a millionaire. You actually have to be earning more money. And in order to earn more money, you're going to need to spend more money. Like, you can't make money from just doing nothing, not spending any money. So, anyways, that's a tangent. I'm talking about strategy, not mindset. But, like, it's just that's why it's 80% mindset and 20% strategy, because I got a bit lost for a second, because it's so interconnected. Like, you cannot, the strategy literally doesn't work unless you have the mindset too. That's why so many people are like watching all these YouTube videos about how to scale their businesses, and they're like, why is it not working? The strategy is perfect. The strategy that those YouTube videos talk about are probably spot on, but because you don't have any mindset support, any strategy won't work. And that was me, stuck for like years just watching dumb YouTube videos trying to teach me how to scale my business when really I just needed a coach. But anyways, sorry, on a tangent. Let's get back to it. So, the next thing that you can do, like low-hanging fruit to scale your business, is scheduling content. So imagine this, you've made all of your content, you know, say like on Monday to Friday, but you've scheduled it to go out on the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday. And then you've also got ManyChat working in the background. So on Saturday and Sunday, your posts go out, ManyChat is responding to your leads, and you're literally just making money while you're off on a holiday or on the weekend with your family, like having quality time with them. Like, win, win, win. Like, what could be better? Like, literally, email marketing. This is number three. Email marketing is one of the least spoken about ways to actually increase your revenue in your business. I read a study that said that email marketing has an ROI, so a return on investment, of like $36 to $40 for every $1 that is spent on email marketing. Now, I haven't actually crunched the numbers in my own business, but honestly, Email marketing is huge for my business. Growing your email list and selling to your email list that way is a really great way to like boost your income. If you're just using social media, I would really recommend building an email list and selling to them there. Now, just like with social media, you can also schedule your content on, like, schedule your emails to go out at specific times. And I would actually really recommend doing that. So, for example, I work during the day, but like often the time that more people are like checking their emails or on social media could be a different time. So I always schedule it so that it's the time where most people are actually active on that platform. Now, email marketing is like huge for your business, and learning how to market through emails is going to be a game changer if you're not already doing this. But number four, which I already spoke about a little bit before, and like to scale your business is actually hiring a coach or hiring someone who not like who has already achieved what you want to achieve. This allows you to collapse time. So collapsing time is about achieving something in just less time. So if you want to scale your business and you want to scale it fast, what's better way to be able to do that than to have someone who is working with you, who literally knows what you're doing, who has already achieved what you want to achieve? Now, for a long time, I really resisted actually paying for a coach, paying for a mentor, because I was in that scarcity mode of like, no, I don't want to spend any money. Like, I just need to save, 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 save. But that did not like get me to making more money in my business. That got me to having more savings. And my goal wasn't to have more savings. My goal was to boost my income, was to have more money, was to work less in my business. And having savings didn't equate to that, did it? So I actually needed to spend my money to get support so that I could achieve the life that I wanted, which is now what I do now. So hiring a coach, like literally, I made a 10x return on my investment in my coach within 2 weeks. Having a coach, having a mentor is powerful. And this is exactly why I started Brown Business Besties, which is my very own group coaching offer, which will support you to achieve exactly the same thing. Now, a couple of my highlights for Brown Business Besties. The first one is that you get to meet other business owners. Now, this is huge in business because I spent the first, I would say, couple years in business very lonely. None of my friends at the time had any businesses, and I just felt like I couldn't relate to a lot of people because I was just going down this pathway, and I just was so lonely. Like people, like my normal friends didn't understand what I was talking about when I was talking about leads, when I was talking about funnels. Like they just didn't get it. And so having a community of like other business owners in your circle is going to be a game changer for you, because it's going to normalize that kind of journey. It's going to normalize success in business. It's going to normalize all of that, which is just like huge in your business journey. But the other thing that I really love about Brown Business Besties is that like I literally am so good at being able to see what is happening in your business, in your life. Like you can say something to me and I'm able to just like dive deeper and actually get to the root cause of it, so that you can actually like unblock this block that is stopping you from achieving your goals. And as an example, one of my clients came to me and she had her list of goals, but none of them had anything about money on them. And I was like, why is this? And she was like, oh, because you know, like I'll make money eventually, like that'll be fine. I was like, yeah, but why don't you have it on your goals list? And she was like beating around the bush. And what I was able to like actually flesh out from this was that she actually had a subconscious belief that the more money you make, the less of like a copper person you are, like the less you actually value giving or providing impact for our people. And this belief that she had, which might be true for some people, but definitely isn't true for my client, that belief like itself actually was blocking her from making more money. And I was able to dive deep into that like within like 5 minutes. Like we were able to get to it and go like, oh my gosh, this is why this is happening. So actually having a coach is like a game changer. And this is what I love about helping our people, is that I can actually recognize things that they can't even see in themselves, which is just so cool, because this allows you to collapse time to achieve more results in less time. Because this could have been something that took her like, 5 years to figure out, but instead it took 5 minutes. So Those are just a couple of my highlights of Brown Business Besties. But the other really cool things for you is that you also get free access to any of the programs that I launch whilst you are in Brown Business Besties, but you also get access to the programs I've already launched. So, Te Tiriti Haukura, my 12-week online money mindset, money management, and business program, and my 21-day challenge, which has just launched. All of the links for these will be in the description below, by the way, but you will get access to those two, plus any other programs that I launch whilst you are in Brown Business Besties. But literally, I would love to support you in Brown Business Besties. We have two calls every single month where you get to bring forward your questions and I can support you and coach you to achieving the results that you want in business. But this space is like literally so powerful. We go far deeper than just like the surface. We go to the root and I'm able to support you so that you can actually achieve the results that you want in your business. I have the link for Brown Business Besties in the description below, but if you actually want to send me a message and have a chat, you can do that also by sending me a message on Instagram. Just message me community and I'll send you the details out. Otherwise, if you're like, nope, this is me, I am in, I need your support, then just click the link down below. Brown Business Besties is where it's at. I would absolutely love to support you. And if you just have any questions, send me a message over on Instagram. Happy to support you there. Otherwise, yeah, that is our podcast episode for today. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you did enjoy this, I would love it if you could share this on your story over on Instagram, and tag me, because I just literally want to help as many people as I can to grow businesses that amplify their lives, that support the lives that they want to live, because working hard is just not the vibe. Like, if you've got a whānau and you want to be spending quality time with them, if you just want to be living your life, working harder is just not it. It's like, how can we increase our income, work less? I can teach you how you can do this. And I would love to support as many people as I can in order to do this. So if you could share it on your story, I would very much appreciate that. Otherwise, that is us for today. I will chat to you all in our next episode. Ka kite!